Hello?
Hey Sam, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good. I'm sorry for the delay getting back to you. I actually tried to call your number. I didn't even see my cell phone ring. So I actually was able to make a lot of progress on your file. Is now an okay time to speak or no? I know you're a pretty busy guy.
No, yeah, I'm okay.
All right, so... and
I'm okay right now.
Perfect. All right. It's always a fun time. So basically, I went back to my credit department, and like I said, this is all about dollar amount of taxes. Here's what I was able to do, and just so you know, I'm sure you know I'm telling the truth. I'm going to work my ass off to find a solution if it's there, but at the same time, I'm not going to offer you a program where you're going to tell me, hey, no thanks. So here's the challenge. First thing is, they're going to need a letter of explanation from the accountant regarding the tax liens, ideally correspondence with the IRS. If you want to fight to show that, hey, look, you're lower credit risk, which I believe, we need something to show that tax lien really what's going on. Here's the reason why. Your IRS always has what's called first position. So let's assume that something goes very, very bad with the IRS and they start hitting you guys for money. They will always preclude, and they're going to get their money before any lender gets their money. Does that make sense? Hello? Sam?
I get it.
Cool. Sorry, you're going in and out. So the other thing is, if you want to pursue really good rates, and I'm going to hit you with something kind of nasty, and I don't know if you're interested, they will give you the rate in terms of what to keep your payment down. However, they're going to want a lot of skin in the game, and we're talking about 40 to 50 grand down. I don't even know if that's something that you want to even consider to get these kind of terms. Is that something that interests you? Because basically what they're telling me is, hey, look, we will do this. They can't promise you anything. They say, well, look, we will potentially do this order, but if you want to get these very low cost of money, they want a lot of skin in the game and some information from the IRS. I'm not asking for an answer now, but that's basically what I was able to obtain last week towards Thursday, Friday, on kind of a program that you would be willing to sign off on in terms of payback.
Yeah, and I mean, if I am putting 50 or 60, I'm only asking for about, what, 70?
Yes, pretty much. Basically, there's three ways to pursue it, and it really comes down to what you want. You've got a lot of good things going for you. You've got time in business, you've got credit, you've got good cash flow. The credit I'm talking in terms of, like, you had a lease that was at FinPac and you paid, so I can use that as a really positive reference, even though it doesn't show up under this business credit report. So it's basically me saying, hey, look, underwriters, even though this business is not the same, here's credit to show that this business has borrowed money. The two options are, the first option is, hey, just get it done and pay more back than you're comfortable with, but start making money off this equipment. I'm not here to push anyone and tell them, like, I'm not that kind of sales guy which says, well, here's why you need to do this deal. Look, if people don't want to do the deal, that's fine. I'm not here to push people. But if you don't want to go that avenue and you're not comfortable paying a lot back, it would require a tremendous amount of skin in the game. And by that, I'm talking about a lot of money down. To me, $50,000 is crazy, but it's not my job to judge whether it's crazy or not. It's my job to offer you this and say, hey, look, Sam, are you interested in doing this?
No, now I understand why you haven't called me.
No, I've been working on this nonstop. It's been question after question after question after question. It's not me ignoring your calls. It's me working my ass off to find a solution.
No, I was just thinking about, you know, you understood that those are not rational offers, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
So that was what I was thinking, so, but yeah, I don't know.
All right, let me ask...
I guess it's not the right time for me.
Well, yeah, and let me ask
because
you kind of...
IRS, I mean, you can see the IRS is that I'm not doing my business. My business is a corporation, so...
Okay.
The business is separate as my personal, and my tax problem is personal.
Okay.
So they cannot get possession into my corporation.
Okay.
You know, so the corporation is basically asking for the money. There is no way that they can say that, oh, no, the priority is the IRS. It's not priority because that's personal.
Okay. Can I give you kind of my feedback on... And there's nothing wrong with saying, like, I'm not the kind of person that I'm going to hang up the phone and say, well, I can't help you, off to the next one. We worked before, and I want to work with you again, so... And I'm not like a fast-talking person. I tell people exactly what needs to be done. So here's my thought, if you have 3 minutes. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So on business credit, there's three basic things to look for. And when we... Cash loans, by the way, are much, much different than working than equipment loans. So what you can get on a cash loan is always going to be different on a working capital loan. But let's just say, here's the way that equipment loans are underwritten. If your credit score is 740 or below, above, there are a lot of questions that are not ever asked of you. Hey, what are your financials? What are your tax returns show? What do all these things show? When you go below a 700, some questions start to be asked. When you go below a 670, questions get asked. But once you hit below, like mid sixes or below, that's when a lot of questions start being asked due to risk. You get me there, correct? So here is where I think the solution is, and this is what I would throw at you. You want a certain type of interest rate? I agree with you. You, not a problem. Here's what we need to do. We need to work together, if you're interested, and get your credit score increased. That could take a few months. It could take a little longer or a little shorter. But if you're willing to do that, I think what would happen is if you go above, if your credit score gets up, it's not an immediate answer. It's not an immediate, hey, everything's perfect. I'm not going to promise you that. But if the credit score gets up, there is a significant chance that you'll get what you're looking for. The problem is because business owners are so busy, oftentimes they're like, you know what, I'm so busy, I don't have time for this stuff. But if this is something you're looking for, man, and it's not like I'm making money off you. I'll work free of charge, guide you through all these issues, and get you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's an avenue because... Yeah. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. No.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
I mean, I don't know how can I do it. Everything I've been asking for credit, I've been paying for it.
Okay.
You know, the only problem, I mean, so far, yeah, I got, you know, cars and stuff, but, you know, they're being paid on time, they, you know, like, just like everything.
Okay.
You know, just like the loan that you gave me, it's been paid on time, so.
Correct.
I haven't had, you know, that's, you know, I think the best I can do.
Okay, so.
Nothing else, you know.
I think I can walk you through what they're seeing, and if that's okay with you.
Uh-huh.
So here's what we need to do. The first thing is, so I'm going to look at your credit. I'm not going to talk about your wife's. I'm just going to talk about yours, about things. So the question you're really going to ask is, you're saying, hey, I'm paying on time. What am I doing wrong? Why is the score low? Correct?
Right.
Okay. So there's a few major factors that are crushing your credit right now. And crushing, I don't mean that in like a horrific way. It's just unfairly doing it. So the first thing is...
Well, no, the major thing is my knee, my taxes.
That's not the only thing. So there's a few things that are going on here that need to get rectified. So the biggest thing that the credit, the way it's going to get, I'm not a credit expert, but I've been doing this long enough to tell people kind of, hey, what's going on? The liens, that sounds like that's an indefinite maybe. At this point, it's not the biggest priority because it's kind of out of your control, but here's what's going on. So when you look at your credit, there's a history which shows amount past due. And that is the amount of money that lenders are claiming that you owe them that has not been paid, at least at the minimum payment, okay? Do you have a pen handy?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a pen or pencil handy?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a few accounts that lenders are claiming that you aren't paying, and they're silly, but not. There's three things that are hurting you. Number one is the amount of accounts. Number two is the money. So this is you're gonna think this is silly, but it is what it is. Southern California Gas Company sold off a collection on you to a company called Progressive Management Systems. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. It's for $32. It's on your Experian credit. It's a copy I sent to you. It's silly. It's nonsensical. But they're showing up as $32 past due. So that's the first account. The second account is HSBC Bank, and I'm believing it's Guitar Center. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're claiming.
Yeah,
that
but
you...
I went. At it. Well,
go ahead.
Well, there was a bigger problem there because like I bought the equipment and the stuff at the Guitar Center, and they didn't want to honor a warranty. You know, I just dumped it in there. I said, okay, well, I'm not paying for it.
Okay, but they're still. I understand your point. But hopefully, and it's not like my point, your point, they're still hitting your credit. That's the problem. They don't care. They sold this company, this loan off to a company called LVNNV Funding. I see this, LVNNV Funding, LLC. I see them all the time. It's a collection company. And what they're claiming is, they're saying that you're $2,879 past due. And that thing will probably stand your credit until it's rectified. However you want to settle it, it's none of my business. I'm just telling you what I see. And then the other thing is, because you had a dispute with them over the equipment, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing is,
I returned it, and they never gave me the credit back. That's what happened. And
okay.
I'm, you know, with order, I'm not, you know, going to a receipt. And imagine me going through the amount of receipts that I get every day to get a credit. You know, when I returned the device, the item, I couldn't find it.
To be honest with you, Sam, most people, there's only a few, I've had a few customers who have gone through all these credit issues because most people are so busy. But if you're, like I said, if you're willing to go through these issues, I think it will get you to where you need to go. It's just me trying to be, trying to be respectful of how hard you worked for me and vice versa. That's the name of the game. So also Chase Bank. So Chase Bank, are you aware that they have a collection on your credit?
I didn't know. Maybe
yeah.
I had a collection.
So J.P. Morgan,
how much? Chase,
silly amount, $613. Yeah, it sounds silly, right?
That's nothing.
It's nothing,
yeah.
Right? But the problem is, so, and I sent you a copy of your credit report. So what's happening is when you group all these collections, it's...
I haven't even had time to look at it, you know?
Okay, so... It's really kind of, and I'm not here to like force your hands. I want to do as much work, and you have no idea. Well, I'm sure you have an idea. I've been working my ass off on your file to find a solution. I ask one question, three come back. Ask one question. And to me, the reason why I'm presenting these maybe terms of 50K down is, it's something that, it's my job. So what's going on with your credit is, you only have $3,500 past due. You do $3,500 in a day, you know, in a good day of sales. But the problem is, from a credit perspective, the amount of past dues, there's numerous accounts past due, and also it's just keep on going on and on and on. To be blunt with you, I think if you didn't have these collections, I'd assume your score would probably be around 730 or 740. If these collections weren't on your credit, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But because of those issues, lenders have rules, and so that's one of the things impacting it. In terms of your wife's credit, I'm sure it's you guys probably share some of the same accounts, so I'm assuming it's certain things. The good thing is, you pay your bills on time. These are easily solvable issues. So in terms of this CNC machine, I think there's three kind of roads that I can take that maybe would get you happy. So the first option is doing a loan that, like I said, the payback is just going to be expensive, but I don't want to push you. The second option is doing a normal price loan, but getting these issues rectified. I'm more than happy to do whatever option you want, as long as I can keep you happy. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that there's a customer that I just funded who was very similar to you in terms of profile. They have a very similar business. They had some credit hiccups, and basically, even though, you know, the payback was expensive, they ended up doing the loan because sometimes, even though the interest rate is not that attractive, it can make sense. If you're saving $5,000 or $6,000 a month and your payment's under $5,000 or $6,000, it often makes sense. But if you want to wait and get your payment really down, I completely understand. We just need to get those credit issues rectified. That is the most important thing. And by the way, that's applicable not just to this purchase, but to future purchases. If you come in and go get a truck, a house, a small piece of $30,000 of equipment, instead of, you know, this is what needs to be done, because if you and your wife's credit scores go up and these issues are solved, you're going to get really cheap financing because it's going to be perceived as low risk.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right, then. Let me look at my credit and then... That will go from there.
So here's what I want to do. When you have a chance, call me anytime. I know you're busy. Whether even if it's 7 o'clock at night, I've always got my laptop with me. We can go through your credit issue step by one. I know you're a busy person. But when you have a chance, give me a holler. Let's walk through these issues and let's just get it done and get you where you need to go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We'll do that. All right.
Cool. Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Sorry for the delay. I apologize.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.